USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Boeing is now claiming a safety feature that might have helped the pilots of the two jets that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia shortly after takeoff will now be offered as standard equipment on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. The equipment was missing in at least one of the jets because aircraft owners opted not to pay any extra money for the safety feature. President Trump has declared that Washington will recognize Israel's sovereignty over the disputed Golan Heights. Some think he's doing it to boost Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a month before he faces an election. Mr. Trump speaks with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo.
I've been thinking about doing it for a long time. It's been a very hard decision for every president. No president has done it.
It's not about Netanyahu's re-election.
No, I wouldn't even know about that.
This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
A Muslim call to prayer today in Christchurch and throughout New Zealand, where thousands gathered to remember the 50 people killed a week ago at two mosques. Imam Gamafuda.
Islamophobia is real. It's a targeted campaign to influence people to dehumanize and irrationally fear Muslims.
Two U.S. service members have been killed today in Afghanistan. Military officials in Kabul say they were conducting an unspecified operation. The location and who they were fighting is still unclear. Chairman Elijah Cummings of the House Oversight Committee says that Ivanka Trump and a White House aide have failed to save all of their emails as required by law. And Cummings says her husband Jared Kushner used a messaging app to conduct federal business outside government channels. He said this appears to violate the Presidential Records Act. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's still no word on when Jeanine Pirro will be returning to Fox. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Her Fox News primetime show, Justice with Judge Jeanine, has been bumped for a second straight week without explanation. Instead of Justice with Judge Jeanine, Fox will be airing Scandalous, the trial of William Kennedy Smith, at 9 p.m. Eastern, the same show that aired last Saturday in her time slot. Pirro was suspended by Fox after she read a scripted commentary questioning Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's patriotism on her March 9th broadcast, and it was criticized as Islamophobic. Fox publicly condemned the host's comments, and according to a source familiar with the matter, privately suspended her. Fox News declined to comment, though, and in recent days continued to say it won't elaborate on what it calls mere scheduling changes.
A family in Connecticut that's accused of creating the worst drug use problem in American history is facing a massive lawsuit. The suit targets the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma, the maker of the painkiller OxyContin. 500 cities, counties, and Native American tribes are part of the suit filed in New York. It claims the family knowingly broke the law and got rich at the expense of those who became addicted to the opioid. The lawsuit accuses the family of downplaying the dangers of the painkiller, leading to a public health epidemic. The family denies any wrongdoing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.